Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful week so far and a beautiful day. Let's all get ready for church this evening. I want to welcome everybody that's watching online to First Pentecostal in Villarica. We're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Y'all would stand if you can. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother, go ahead, sister. Absolutely. Definitely lift you up. Brother Jim? Absolutely. As he gets ready to go through rehab and get him. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer? Anyone on my left side tonight? Miss Jenya? Monday? Absolutely. We'll lift him up. God knows. Absolutely. Anyone else, congregation or back in the booth? All the text blasts, we know about all the sicknesses as we're seeing people getting better, coming back. But also, there at my office, I know there's two or three out sick right now. God knows what. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, we come together tonight, Lord, just to worship you, dear Lord, and to receive your presence, dear Lord, and also to hear the message that you have for us tonight. Dear Lord, open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears as your message and your word comes forth. Dear Lord, that we may understand, dear Lord, but also that your word will go deeply into our heart. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord. Now you've heard the spoken and unspoken prayer request. Lord, those specific names that were mentioned, those that are sick, those that are having procedures, surgeries, Lord, those that are waiting for results from tests, dear Lord, we just ask you to touch each and every one. Lord, for those that's going into therapy, and dear Lord, all the other procedures, Lord, for those specific prayer requests, Lord, we place them in your hands, and also for those unspoken. Lord, we know that you hear our prayers and you know our needs, and with faith we're placing it into your mighty hands, dear Lord. We give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Praise God, praise God. Again, people are still coming in, but let's all turn to page 120, Victory in Jesus. We haven't done this in a short while. I know I do it a lot, but I love to sing it. So it's Victory in Jesus. Lift up our prayers and all of our needs to Him. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Saw me Amen.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated if you can. Turn around, just wave at somebody. We're far enough apart. Wave at somebody. How much the Lord loves them. How much we love each and every one of you. All of you watching online, again, we just love you. We appreciate you. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section, and we'll be glad to pray with you. If you have a praise report, also put that comment in there. We know we've been praying with a lot of people, because it's not about us, because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. I do. Announcements. Miss Lori, does Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Watch out for the bees. Right. Brother Jim, thank you. Would you ask the Lord to bless our evening? Amen.
People said I'd never make it. I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. My life was in shambles till the day you came. touch my heart, you touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on, you're the best thing ever found. Over my head, you never count for nothing. That's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long, but you're the treasure I've been looking for. Still holding on, and I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile, you touched my heart, you touched my soul. In the bridges that's behind me, burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on, you're the best thing ever found. In the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on, you're the best thing ever
found. Can y'all hear on the... these microphones?
Could okay. Could y'all hear Brenda? I couldn't hardly hear Brenda.
I can't get any voices through here except for this mic.
Anyway, I want to praise the Lord. I was telling them I've had a rough week, and I'm not giving the devil praise. I'm giving the Lord praise for helping me through it, which I don't even know what it is, but... I'm singing the song, Remind Me, Dear Lord, because he has reminded me every day this week that you don't have it bad. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, I think about Sister Karen's son and, you know, what he's going through and the people that are sick, people that are having surgeries, people, you know, and I feel guilty and then that makes me feel worse. But I've just had a rough week. But I thank the Lord for bringing me through it. I thank him for pushing me on to come in tonight. Because, you know, I just didn't want to do anything. But anyway, and I thank him for praising for healing Brandon. I just want to continue to praise the Lord, even though we're not seeing much progress, but he is healed and he's going to be feeling better soon.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of me. Could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own son. I'm not not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
Amen.
Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
There's folks, even when we're...
I just want to say I love the Lord tremendously, and I'm so thankful and so grateful for that lesson Sunday night about saving my loved ones. I've been just crying tears of joy ever since then, and I'll continue crying until the Lord takes me home and my loved ones are there. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I know we're short a couple of singers tonight and do it on my own, but I wanted to say something, Sister Susan. And you brought out a point too, Brother Eddie picked it out of that song, and something that's been heavy on my heart as we go through these situations in life, whether it be the storms or those stumbling blocks or those, you know, I've read something today that said that every... You know, if you talk to old people, they'll all tell you that every old trail has a mud hole or this thing's part of life. But as we remember the best thing about all this, things that we're going through, but our salvation wasn't because of what we did, because of what Jesus Christ did and God's love for us. As we're going to sing Redeemed, and we're going to get y'all, if y'all win the back, turn to Redeemed. I want to ask y'all to sing it with me, but think about this. No matter what we're going through, if you've given your life to the Lord, and you've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, and you've been saved and accepted His Holy Spirit into your heart and into your life and everything that we do, He's already got this. You know, God's got a plan, and He knows what we're going through. Those struggles that we go through, those headaches, those situations when we have things that just don't seem to come out right, or even as we go through some things, sometimes those diagnoses scare us to death, what we hear, whether it be us or our loved ones, or we're worried about them. Our goal is just let people know how great God is and how blessed we are. So I'm going to ask y'all if you will stand. Now we're going to, for our third song tonight, we're going to do Redeemed. I'm going to ask y'all to help me. I love this song. And them on the spot, they didn't have a warm-up for it, but we're going to do Redeemed. Y'all think about this. If you're redeemed, we can just praise Him. Just that word alone is how great God is.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow has vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I now reside. I have been redeemed. is my joy.
Yes, Lord.
Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed.
Everybody.
Oh, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I love divine.
I love divine.
Glory, glory.
Christ is mine.
I now reside. I have been redeemed. Precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed.
I love divine.
Glory, glory.
Christ is mine.
All to him.
I now reside.
I have been redeemed.
Let's do the chorus again.
Oh, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I love divine.
Glory,
glory.
Christ is mine.
All to him.
I now reside.
I have been redeemed.
Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Eddie, it's all yours.
Well, I've been to the river. I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank him for giving grace. I'll find the words in a little bit. Well, I've been changed. I've been newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made since the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. When at last in his presence I stand above, he will wipe all the tears from my eyes. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me lasting hope beyond the skies. Well, I've been changed. I've been newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Well, what a difference it made since the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Why don't you sing that chorus with me? Well, I've been changed. I've been newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Well, what a difference it made since the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Have you been changed? Amen. For the better, by the way. Still feasting on the service Wednesday night. My, it was awesome. It was powerful. It was just good. Amen. My granddaddy used to say, son, it gets gooder and gooder. And I don't know a better way to describe a relationship with the Lord. It just gets gooder and gooder and gooder. Amen. Just when you think you've seen it all. Amen. God is full of surprises. And I just love it. Amen. When the Lord shows up and just blesses and anoints. You know, when we come in one mind and one accord, there's no reason why we can't leave this place in a better condition than we came. Regardless if you're saved or born again, you can always use a blessing. Can I see their hands? There's somebody that would just love to have a blessing. Amen. And we feast on the blessings of God. Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, go with us to the book of St. Mark in chapter number 1. I want to look at verses 40, 41, and 42. Tonight, if we can, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 1, verses 40 through 42. And there came a leper to him, to Jesus,
beseeching or begging him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for another opportunity to gather here tonight. And for those who have come tonight, Father, I pray, God, that you would pour out an anointing and a blessing upon each and every one here. Help us, God, to lay aside every weight tonight. God, help us to focus on your will and your word. Father, I pray for those who are in need of prayer tonight. Many are sick, many are afflicted. Father, many just need a touch from you, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would minister to each and every need. I ask you humbly now, God, to anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, speak to us that you'd have us to hear. Help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house tonight. For a message text tonight, I simply want to entitle it, Be Thou Clean. Be Thou Clean. As I was enjoying Sunday night's ministry from Brother Mara, and he used a particular passage of Scripture here in the first chapter of Mark, and so often the case when I open my Bible, my eyes will kind of scan the preceding and the other scriptures, and I looked over and I saw something, and it had a sudden and a very important impact upon my spiritual life as I saw that. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked about the leper being cleansed, probably included it in a number of messages, a number of different ways, and not only myself, but probably ministers who have been preaching for years and years and years have used text similar to this, because it was a great and mighty miracle, because just the very fact that a leper was cleansed immediately. And a leper, you got to understand and know that they were looked down in that time. They was considered unclean and wasn't allowed to be able to fellowship with not only in society and in the city, but they were kind of an outcast from their family and friends as well. And the determination that he showed coming and finding and beseeching Jesus. But as I looked at that particular verse 40, and there came a leper, in my mind I immediately began to, and I'm not trying to change or add to or take away from the word of God, I'm just simply telling you what God seemingly spoke to me in my spirit. And there came a leper, and immediately my mind began to think of so many substitutes that could be put in the place of that leper. A number of different scenarios, a number of different situations, a number of different peoples. And I want to share that with you tonight, if you will allow me to take just a little time to maybe convey what I saw. And I believe the Spirit was moving. I know he was moving in Brother Jeff's message in his ministry, and I saw that, and I made a note, and I just could not get away from it. You know, preachers say that sometimes, and I don't know why. First of all, we try to get away from it. I guess I tried to get away from it because it was similar or close to where he was ministering from, and I happened to think, well, that'll be something for the future. And I was instantly reminded of the manna that fell when God was leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. You better get that manna while you can get it, amen? If you put it out and try to store it up, it's just going to get worms in it, and it's going to get rotten. Because that was God's way of showing them that I will supply your need each and every day. And I don't know who needs to hear that, but sometimes we kind of want to do things our own way, and you know, we kind of worry about next week and next year and all that kind of stuff, when the Bible says, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. So in thinking about that, it wouldn't leave me. I continued to think about it, and I continued to dwell on it, and just was blessed by it. And I wanted to convey that to you tonight. First of all, I the reason I think that it was needful tonight is because the adversary, how many knows that every time that God tries to put something in your heart or tries to build you up or after a good blessing, the adversary is always there trying to steal your blessing, trying to take your victory away, or trying to convince you that it's not the time or place for that. So when he started doing that, I started to say, well, Lord, it's got to be the right time. You know, not for a further service or another, maybe a worship service, but for tonight. And the reason I was thinking that, because on Wednesday night, you got the core group, you got saved folks, you got folks that probably knows the Bible better than I do, and I was a little bit hesitant, but nevertheless, after saying all that, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me. First of all, a leper deemed by unclean by the public, looked upon, frowned upon, probably was very lonely and destitute life. Imagine being avoided by people. I don't know. That may not bother you, but most people, if they find out that people are avoiding you or trying to get away from you, don't have anything to do with you, it really plays on your ego. Can I say, man, you get to wondering, what in the world is going on? Especially if, the group of people's talking and you walk up and all of a sudden they disperse. And you have to check yourself and see what's going on. And say, Lord, have mercy. What is happening? But this was the law. The lepers could not associate. They had to live in a separate place, in a colony. But somehow, some way, this leper found his way to Jesus. Suddenly, he realized that he didn't care what other people thought. And I'm sure that as he walked from wherever he originated from, whether it was a colony or someplace outside of the city, according to the law, again, he had to be out by himself or out in a colony of other lepers. But here he comes into a multitude, and we know it's a multitude because the preceding verses tell us that many, many people were coming to Jesus, and he was healing them of their diverse diseases and was also casting out devils out of them. And so many people were thronged about him that Jesus even left them for a little while to go into a solitary place to pray. So when he came back, the multitude found him again and began to swarm around him. And we know that there was a lot of people there, but what the scripture said. And here comes this leper. And I can almost think and imagine what some of the people were saying that were gathered there to receive of Jesus. Things like, what's he doing here? He has no business being here. Doesn't he know what the law says? How dare him show up? Come on. How dare him come up? I mean, he may be contagious. And there's no telling who he's touched as he made his way through the crowd. But you know, there comes a time when you become desperate to get to Jesus. That suddenly what everybody else thinks doesn't matter. What everybody else says doesn't matter. I've got to find Jesus. And I began to think about that. And I began to think about, here was a leper, a life of loneliness and grief, a cast out from his family and friends, came begging Jesus or beseeching him for healing. But something this leper did, and basically it's a type and shadow of when we come to Jesus Christ. Because a lot of times we don't think we fit in. A lot of times there's such a guilt, such agony and grief in our life. And many times we think that, we're not worthy of the Lord's blessings, let alone his salvation. But when you get desperate, when you get to a point where life ain't worth living without Jesus, and I can't make it another day, can't even walk without him holding my hand, I don't want to face another day without Jesus, suddenly that becomes the single most important thing that you or I can do, is find our way to Jesus regardless of the obstacles and regardless of the thoughts and what people might think or say. So he finds his way to Jesus, and he does something that basically is a foreshadow of how we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confessing, knowing that Jesus knew that he was a leper. You know, I found out when I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God was not impressed with what I told him about myself. I found out it was not good enough to tell him that I attended church regularly, nor my family raised me in church. God was not necessarily interested in that as far as salvation goes. You know, I might have got a check mark for being there, but that alone will not bring salvation into your life. I had to come beseeching him. I had to come begging him for a transformation in my life. I had to come and confess to him that I couldn't make it to heaven without Jesus, and I could not have my sins eradicated or redeemed except by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing else I could have done, amen, that would get me to heaven other than giving my life to the Lord Jesus. I had to confess that. And he had to know that Jesus knew that he was a leper. And by a leper, basically, didn't have the right to be there according to public opinion. But he came anyway. And he confessing to Jesus, I am a leper. And then he did something that still, I think, I won't use the word impresses God, but I think God appreciates it. When we kneel, there's something about being humble when we kneel before God. Not only in reverence to God, but to let him know how insignificant we are without his spirit and without his strength and certainly without his mercy and grace. I think it's so good if we have an opportunity, if we're physically able, just to kneel and just in the presence of Almighty God, adore him and love him and thank him and praise him. And the Bible says after he came to Jesus, he kneeling down, basically declaring that I am not worthy. Not worthy of your healing, not worthy of your attention, certainly not worthy of your love, but Lord, here I am. I have nowhere else to go, no one else to go to and nowhere to turn except to you. And I've seen you change lives. And I've seen you speak and demons were cast out. I've seen you speak to the lame and the lame begin to walk. I've seen you touch the eyes and the eyes begin to be opened and the deaf ears begin to be opened to hear. And Lord, I believe in you. And if you will, you can make me clean. An unclean person, probably one of the most unclean persons, and I'm talking about because of this condition of leprosy. Many times people who had leprosy died with leprosy, had it for years and years and years. And even if they were cleansed, it was a whole procedure of things that they had to go through. But the Bible tells us that Jesus touched him and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. So he confessed, I'm a leper. He said, kneeling down, declaring faith. Lord, you can do it. I wonder many times if our prayers would be, Lord, you can do it, rather than, Lord, can you do it? Or will you do it? Lord, you can do it. You can make a way where there is no way. Lord, you can touch the blinded eyes. Lord, you can touch the deaf ears. You can touch and make us whole. God, you can make a way. You can move in my spiritual walk with you. You can make doors where there wasn't any doors. You can do it, Lord. You can heal. How many believes the Lord still heals? How many believes he still puts doors, amen, and opportunities? And that's what the leper said. He declared faith. And the Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion. Compassion. You know, only a few times in the Bible where we read that Jesus was moved with compassion. And I believe, and I can stand corrected, But I believe in almost every single case, it was the declaration of faith that moved Jesus to compassion. Not necessarily the condition of the people, but their faith to believe that Jesus could transform them, change them immediately. And he saw the destitute, and he saw those who were sick, and he saw those who were afflicted, and he probably looked. You got to understand, you don't have to tell Jesus about your past. You don't have to tell him about your accomplishments or your failures or the many times that maybe you've erred in the way. He knows all of that. I believe that Jesus, knowing all things, knew the leper before he even came to Jesus. Well, that ought to move some of us. Because before you ever decided to move to the altar and accept Jesus, he already knew you. And I'm going to tell you how far back he knew you. He knew you when he died on the cross of Calvary. 2,000 years ago, he still knew you. And he knew your past, and he knew all the things. Amen. He knew your shortcomings. But he loved you anyway, enough to die on the cross of Calvary, enough to shed his blood so that you could be born again. So I think he knew everything there was to know about this leper. Jesus touched him and said, I will. I will. When we have the faith to say, Jesus, you can do it, he'll answer, I will. Regardless of the request, regardless of how big that we may think it is, if we'll simply say, Lord Jesus, you can do it. You can make me clean. You can heal me. And Jesus touched him, and really you wasn't even supposed to touch a leper, but Jesus touched him. Amen, because Jesus knew what he was about to do, and he healed him and made him clean. Now there's the story, basically, in a nutshell, of the leper who came to Jesus. And as I was reading that and looking that, all of a sudden, in my mind, y'all know my mind doesn't operate like most normal minds, but when I saw that, there came a, instead of leper, in my spiritual mind, I saw a blank. There came a blank. Because of it being a type and shadow of our conviction and of our sin-laden life, how that sin has brought us into a terrible place. Sin will send you to hell, not forgiven and not placed under the blood of Jesus Christ. Regardless of how much you try to turn your life around, as much as you try to forget your past, as much as you try to be a good person, until your sins are under the blood, they have not been remitted. They're still hanging around. But Jesus gives us a wonderful and perfect and precise plan of salvation. Amen. And when I saw that blank in my mind, I said, and there came an alcoholic to Jesus. And this alcoholic had had a rough life. For whatever reason, whether it was family issues, whether it was financial problems, whether it was sickness, but he was a castaway. Life had given up on him. People had given up on him. Families had given up on him. But you won't, if you really believe, honestly, that the leper came to Jesus under those circumstances, who's to say an alcoholic could not come to Jesus under the same circumstances and say, Jesus, you can make me clean? Do we believe that? Regardless of the past, not condoning the alcoholism, declaring that it's a sin against God. He tells us that, you know, and you rightfully see, not only do they harm their temple, the body, but they harm others too. But it is not an unpardonable sin because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because of his mercy and grace. So if there came an alcoholic to Jesus and said, Jesus, you can cleanse me, You can take that desire away from me. You can change my life. And I kneel down and confess that I am a sinner and I'm lost without your mercy. But Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. Do we believe that Jesus can touch him? Amen. If he confesses, if he kneels in a humble way, I'm not talking about physically kneeling, but he comes to an altar of repentance somewhere, and it doesn't have to be this altar. I've known people that got saved at my granddaddy's house right there on the couch. They knelt down. The power of the Lord came down and filled them with the Spirit. So God is ready when you are. Amen. But you have to get ready. So I was looking that, and then my mind was going on, or an addict. Abuse. Substance abuse. People say, oh, get them better, and then they go right back. Don't you think they said some of the same things about that old leper? Don't you think, ah, look who's coming. But if they come with a broken and contrite spirit, Jesus was telling me, there's not an impossible situation if they will come. Confess, I am a sinner, I've sinned, Lord forgive me, you can cleanse me, you can make me whole. Not only that, and I'm not just trying to pick certain things, but you know what I'm talking about. It could be a thief, it could be a robber, it could be an extortioner. I know the children are downstairs. It could be a harlot. God absolutely can save whoever will come with an open and contrite spirit, a broken spirit, beseeching the Lord to change me, clean me, Lord. You can make me clean. Nothing else is going to work. But Lord, you can make me clean. Or simply put, if we or a sinner comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and if Jesus forgives them, here's the thing about it. That leper should have been accepted by the entire multitude that was there. Because immediately, glory to God, immediately he was cleansed and made whole. See, sometimes church wants to clean them up. Sometimes said, Pastor, you need to get a hold of them and clean them up. And you know what? I can pray with them, I can work with them, I can share scripture with them, but only Jesus can cleanse us. Can I get a witness? Can I get a testimony? Only Jesus can change that life. Amen. That imperfect life, that sinful life, that life that was steeped in sin, that life that humanity had given up on and cast away and said, we don't want anything to do with them. But Jesus touched him, letting him know that, you know what, I can change him. I can change his life. Aren't you thankful for the changing effect that Jesus Christ can give us? As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. I will be thy clean. I will. So, what do we tell that person, that individual, who declares to us that you just don't know my past. There's no way that God would love me. First of all, you tell them that's not biblical. The Bible says, for God so loved the whole world that he gave his son. Amen? And that son became that supreme sacrifice. So first of all, you tell them no. And what ought you say? You know, you're a perfect candidate. Amen? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a one of us that could get to the Lord Jesus without his mercy and his grace and his abundant forgiveness. I thank the Lord every day for his forgiveness. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. And for that, I'm so thankful for God. We all can grow. We all can mature, and we all can get closer to the Lord. Amen. But don't let Satan ever tell you, oh, no, you've just been too bad, you've been too evil, the things that you've done, Lord will never forgive you. That is not biblical. The Lord Jesus Christ that I know will say, I will be thou clean. And let me tell you something. When Jesus says you're clean, you're clean, regardless of what anybody else says or thinks. Now, the adversary is going to come and try to remind you of everything that you've done in your past. Can I get an amen? He still comes, does that to me, jumps on my back all the time. How can you stand in a pulpit knowing your past? Because my past has been taken care of by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where the faith comes in, to believe and know that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Sent back the Comforter in the form of the Holy Ghost to fill us with His Spirit, to lead us and guide us and direct us every day. And Lord knows I need to be led and guided every day of my life. Can't make it without Jesus. Amen. Have to have Him every day of my life. Do you love Jesus? Jesus loves you, by the way. He loves each and every one of you. So regardless of the past, please, as you witness to folks, let them know. No. You know what? That's the reason Jesus came to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. I will be thou clean. Be thou clean. And I believe who the Lord has cleaned, amen, that we are certainly cleansed from our past. That doesn't mean go back and do the same thing you used to do. Amen. That's not a, grace is not a free ticket, amen. Grace is the abundant and unmerited love of God, amen, to wash away the sins of our past. But then when He washes us, amen, He picks us up out of that miry clay and He sets us on a solid rock, and then He establishes our goings. And He's still establishing mine. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Be much in prayer for those who still are in need of prayer. There's a lot of sick folks. There's a lot of stuff going around, something in the air, and a lot of people are having sniffles and sore throats and all of those things. So let's continue to pray that the Lord will heal and bless and touch those who are in need of prayer. If you'd stand tonight, if you have a need, please come to the altar. We'll pray with you, pray for you. We still believe that God is able. You know what? The God I serve is just as powerful tonight as He was here Sunday night. Amen. He's still just as real. And He's here, by the way. What every time we come to church, we ought to expect it's a blessing just to be able to congregate with us. Brother Jim, come dismiss us.
Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, He is so worthy to be praised. All hearts and minds clear. Praise the Lord. Even of you watching online, if again, don't forget. If you have a need or a prayer request, please put it in the comment section. We'd love to meet you if you're one of our regulars or sick and not able to be with us. We miss you. And for those of y'all here tonight, let's remember the teens and for the little ones as they're downstairs each and every Wednesday night. They have wonderful Bible teaching, and also they have their drama team that practice. They rotate each Wednesday. That's right. They're fixed to do it. There's a lot of beautification going on here at the church. A lot of upgrades, a lot of fixing. Don't forget the announcement earlier. There's some bees around the maple trees right outside in front of the church. Be real careful there. And we just know God's great. I want to just ask you, each and every one, have a wonderful rest of the week. And also, be in much prayer for those that aren't here with us. All right, within this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. Thank you for the comfort that only you can provide, dear Lord. We thank you for the blessings that only you can give us, dear Lord. We thank you for that peace that only you, dear Lord. We just love and praise you, dear Lord. May we walk in the direction that you would have us to go, dear Lord. Please continue to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. And we thank you for the other classes, the young people. Be with the school year. I know it's new, dear Lord. There's a lot of change going on for the kids. Lord, we ask you to keep them safe, all the teachers and all the faculty, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful evening. Don't forget Sunday school.